So for the next two Wednesday nights, we are going to talk about the authority of the believer. And so it is going to be a refresher for many of you. For some, maybe this is the first time you've heard this. But the authority of the believer is the believer's advantage. And we're going to spend time in prayer as well as we segue into this time of great, great, great utterance in prayer. Well, our spiritual condition has put us in a favorable and a superior condition. We have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are creatures of the Creator. He said, let us make man in our image. And the first thing he said about that, and let them have dominion. Or let them have authority. Or let them have mastery. The Living says, let us make a man someone like ourselves to be the master of all the earth, upon the earth and in the skies and in the seas. Thank you, Lord. Well, we know that Adam abdicated this authority, turned it over to Satan, but thank God Jesus came back. Jesus came back and stripped him of his authority. He said, I spoiled principalities and powers, and I made a show of them openly, and I triumphed over them in it. Amen. And so he died on the cross. He was buried. Amen. But on that third day, he rose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And he said, behold, I was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. And I've got the keys of hell and death. Woo, glory to God. Satan's still upset because he lost his keys. And then he said over there in Matthew 16, he said, and I say unto you that I will give unto you the keys. I'll give unto you the keys of the kingdom. And now this authority has been transferred back to the church. We are the church. I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. So God's counting on us to bind some things here on earth. John Wesley said, it seems as if man, praise the Lord, he can do, that God can do nothing for humanity unless someone asks him. Think about that. God has given you and I the authority to bind. Bind on earth. Whatever we bind on earth, God backs us up in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, glory to God, God backs us up in heaven. Thank God we've got angels to loose. We've got angels to loose around the Bay Area. We've got angels to loose all around America. We've got angels to loose. Amen. For are they both Selimenise Kotolamaya? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for you? For you are an heir of deliverance. You are an heir of salvation. Glory to God. So don't let your angels be sitting around waiting for you to give them something to do. No, thank God. They excel in strength, all right. But they're waiting. They're hearkening unto the voice of His Word. Well, somebody says, I know His Word. But did you know that His Word in you is His Word coming out of your mouth? And so they're hearkening. They're paying attention to what we say. And they are paying attention to what we will be praying about. Amen? Angels are on assignment. He's given His angels a special charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. But not only to keep us, when we bind the devil, angels can protect others. Amen. Glory to God. And so thank God. Jesus said, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen. And so He has obtained an eternal redemption for us. He has obtained an eternal release for you and I. Is that good news or is that good news? Amen. I just preached about an hour full of notes in about 3 minutes. Praise God, you can do it by the grace of God with the anointing. Amen. Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, He said, behold, I give unto you power. The word power there is literally authority. Point to yourself and say, He's given unto me authority. Now, what we do with that authority is up to us. He's not going to make us do binding. He's not going to make us do loosing. He's not going to make us use our authority. But thank God we can make the decision, as for me and my clan, as for me and our church, we are going to take our authority. We are going to take our seat in the heavenlies. We are not going to put up with all the nonsense that's going on in the world, because we are not of this world, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread. Glory to God. We're going to do some treading tonight. We're going to do some walking on top of serpents, scorpions, amen, devils, demons, and evil spirits. I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing and no way at any time shall ever hurt you, shall ever harm you, because I am for you, I am on your side, and I'm watching over you, and I am sustaining you. Glory to God, amen. So we have been given power and authority overall. Everyone say overall. That's because we've been raised up far above all powers of darkness. Amen? Brother Hagin said many years ago, we have authority that for the most part the body of Christ has not realized yet or not exercised yet. I was talking to him one day privately, and he said that to me. You know, we've used a measure, basically, this is paraphrasing, of the authority that we've been given, but we have not yet, barely have tapped into the authority that God's given us. Amen. How many of you are interested, amen, in coming up higher and moving up stronger? Amen. Listen, we're living in perilous times. This is not a day or an hour to be namby-pamby. This is a day to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. We are not playing games. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so Dad said this. He said, the turning point came in my life when I prayed these prayers, Ephesians 1:18 through 23, for myself more than 1,000 times. He said, I started out reading them aloud, beginning with the first chapter in Ephesians. And he said, I personalized these prayers by saying me wherever Paul said you. So let's pray this prayer together tonight. Verse 18, I pray that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding power toward me who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality, all power, all might, all dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Woo, glory to God. That's above terrorism. That's above every name that is named in this world. Thank God we've been given the name. We are not without the name. We have the name. And the name in your lips is powerful. He said, if you shall ask or demand anything in my name, I will do it. Verse 22, and he has put all things under my feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Are you glad that you've been quickened? Are you glad that you've been made alive? Amen. See, when he died, you died. When he was buried, you were buried. We're going to have water baptism here. Got 18 people signed up on Sunday night. It's going to be awesome, amen? Brother Caleb and I are going to be dipping people in the pool. And if you need a second dip, sign up for the next one. Glory to God. But when he died, I died. When he was buried, you were buried. But thank God when he rose, we rose. And you hath he quickened together with him, and made you to sit together with him in heavenly places. Now we're seated in heavenly places, not to be twiddling our thumbs. We're seated in heavenly places with an assignment. So we must take our place then in the heavenlies.
That's right.
And it is from that place and no other place that you and I rule and reign. You know, we could think of Romans 5:17, for if by one man's offense death bring, by one that where they receive abundance of grace, gift of righteousness, shall reign as kings
yes.
in life through Jesus Christ. So we reign in this seat. I see Pastor Tom looking very stately tonight in his seat. I see Brian sitting in his seat of authority. Some of you need to stop shrugging your shoulders and straighten up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I was listening to Miss Billy Brim on Saturday night. She's over in Minneapolis, one of the churches Brenda and I actually pastored and united with Mac and Lynn's church way back in the 80s. And Miss Billy, she says, I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but she says, I want to talk to you about the authority of the believer. And it stirred me up. And we gave this little book out to several of you a few years back. It's called The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. How to Use It. This is a handbook that would be very profitable for you to have on your nightstand.
Amen.
I keep it on a little table for when I get up in the morning. First thing I do usually is drink water.
Amen.
And then I make a cup of Major D's. And then I get my blanket. And then I sit.
Thank you, Lord.
And I've missed it occasionally. And something that I'm trying to do more consistently. But I take my seat.
Yeah.
I take my seat. Your royalty.
Yes, that's right.
You must take your seat.
That's right. Amen.
Where the word of a king is, there's power.
There's power.
There's power in your faith-filled words.
Amen.
There's power in your faith-filled prayers.
That's right.
And so Billy just simply reminds herself who she is. She'll pray this prayer, Ephesians 1:18-23, that we just prayed. And then she'll say something like this. Here's what I want to encourage you in tonight. She says, when he raised him, he raised me. When he seated him, he seated me in him. Therefore, in him, I am seated far above all principality and power and dominion and every name that is named. She calls it, I rule and reign in my realmdom.
Yes.
You have a realmdom that you reign in. You reign in your realmdom, in your home, in your business, in your school, in the marketplace. When you're on the freeway, you're in your realmdom. No evil befalls us on the freeways. Neither does any accident overtake us. You're in your realmdom and no weapon ever formed against you will prosper.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes.
He says, therefore, I'm in him. I'm seated. Mm-hmm. And in the name of Jesus, everyone say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will now rule and reign over the powers of darkness because the Lord told me to. For I have received abundance of grace, the gift of righteousness. Therefore, I now reign as a king in my life through Jesus Christ. And then she addresses Satan. She addresses demonic spirits. This isn't just for Billy.
That's right.
This is for Willie. This isn't just for Sue. This is for every one of us. This is not just for Pastor Brenda.
That's right.
Or Sister Billy. Or PT.
Yeah.
Or Kimberly.
Yeah.
Or PN. No, it's for all of us.
Right.
We're all called to rule. We're all called to reign. We're all called to pray.
Yes.
It's a time to be all in. Not one foot in and one foot out, doing the spiritual splits.
No way.
No, no.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen.
And she says, and in the name of Jesus, I will now rule and reign. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. She said, kingdom of darkness, you listen to me. I hold the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
I hold the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Over all things pertaining to me, to my life. And I forbid you to have anything to do with me, spirit, soul, and body. Or anyone else in my realmdom. This is how I pray in the morning. I'll address the principalities and the powers. And I'll tell you, devil, you don't have a right. I hold you paralyzed. Not only in my life. But I pray for John and Lindy, Olivia and Lucy and James and Esther and Eden and Mom and myself. And I hold up all my staff. I hold up all of our members. I hold up all of our partners. I hold up all of my AFCM friends, all of my RMEI friends, and the multitude of ministry friends that we have. And we say, devil, in the name of Jesus, I take my authority. And in the name of Jesus, I bind the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world. I bind and cast down spiritual wickedness in high places, and I render you harmless and ineffective in any way, fashion, or form against any of us in the name of Jesus. Then I'll pray Ephesians 1, 18 through 23, Ephesians 4, 3, 14 through 21. And then I'll just pray in the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
And I'll just let him lead me and guide me. And sometimes he'll direct me to a certain individual or a certain situation. So get your spiritual antenna up in your seat. But that's a great way to start your day out. By taking your authority. Don't wait to take it when it comes. Take it now. So if it comes, you'll be ready. Or you may even keep it from coming. Amen? Glory to God. So you want to do that right now? Now listen, folks. This applies to our nation. This applies to what's going on right now. With all of the upheaval. All of the hatred. All of the violence. All of the chatter, all of the junk that Satan brings. And by the way, it is the devil. No doubt about it. We are not wrestling against flesh and blood.
That's right.
People are not our enemy, but we do wrestle. Against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
That's right.
That you might be able to stand against all the strategies and the deceits of the wicked one. You put on the whole armor of God. That you may be able to stand and be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he lists all the armor, PT. We all know what it is. But at the end of the list of the armor, he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto for all saints. With all perseverance.
Yeah.
Ooh, glory to God.
Yeah.
So that's a brief synopsis of what I wanted to share with you tonight. But are you ready to take some dominion?
Yeah.
Are you ready to take some authority?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
After
the final service of our camp meeting in 1979, some of the speakers and others went up to Pastor Kenneth Hagin Jr.'s hotel suite for sandwiches. This is Dad Hagin talking. As we were talking about the things of God, the Spirit of God kept moving on me. Actually, only three times in my life has the Spirit moved on me in such a measure. I said to others, "Let's pray." He said, "The Spirit of the Lord keeps moving on me. We prayed by the Spirit. He said, I ministered to each one present. Then I was caught up in the spirit of prayer. Oh, God, catch us up. For lack of a better term, I was lost in the spirit. I was not unconscious, but I was more conscious of spiritual things. Spiritual things were more real to me than the natural. I sat with my eyes shut, praying in tongues for what proved to be several hours. It was just after midnight when we started. When it was all over, I opened my eyes and it was after 4 a.m. Yet it seemed as if it had only been 15 minutes. The Lord spoke to me, among other things. He gave me some instructions about different things. And here's what he saw. And these same evil spirits that he saw are still around today. And they must be held in check. They must be bound. Amen? They cannot be bound with psychology. We could say other things. He said, I saw something, I saw three things coming up out of the Atlantic Ocean. They looked like three giant black frogs as large as whales. One was in midair. The other two had just stuck their heads up out of the water from the east. I'd seen something similar 9 years before, Jesus said. You saw the same thing in 1970. I told you then exactly what they were, but you didn't do what you should have done about it. See that correction? Be open to correction. Correction's not to chastise you. Correction is to, well, it is to chastise you, but it's to straighten you out so that you can do better and be a greater blessing. Amen. I told you back in 70 to pray for the leaders of the nation. What happened, Watergate and so forth, isn't all the fault of the man who was then president. I'm going to hold the Christians of this nation responsible. You're the ones who allowed what happened to our nation. If you had prayed, it never would have happened. I showed you what was about to happen. Go back and check. Later, I went back and checked what the Lord had said to me in 70 from tapes and manuscripts of a special meeting we held in October that year. Jesus said, back in 70, you saw three similar dark objects come out of the Atlantic and leaping all the way across this land. If you and the Christians had done what you should have done, none of those things would have happened to your nation. Wow. That bullet that grazed President Trump, that was by no accident that it was a miss. Someone was praying. Say it with me. Someone was praying. You would have never had the political disturbances. Your presidents would not have made the mistakes he made. In fact, I'm holding the church responsible for his mistakes. He said, I began to weep and pray. Yes, he said, I'm holding you and the church responsible. Wow. He said, when you tell that to some Christians, they will laugh. But when they stand before my judgment seat and they receive the condemnation rather than the man who was present, they won't laugh. If Christians had done what I told them to do, if they had prayed for the leaders of their nation, they would have kept these evil spirits from operating. No matter what side of the political area you are at, we have no right to criticize. Key to overcoming criticism is sit your little behind down in your seat of authority and pray. Amen. Or your big behind, whichever it is. I don't know. Amen. Did I really say that? Yes, I did, and I'm not taking it back. Okay, so there's similar things happening today. And we can keep those evil spirits from operating. Glory to God. Someone has questions about three, like, whale-like figures coming out of the Atlantic Ocean. When you look, read in the book of Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation, it speaks of seas and waters, refers to a multitude of people. Out of the multitude of people, these things will rise up. Yes. Are we seeing that?
Yes.
People yielded to darkness.
Yes.
People demonized through social media. People with no purpose in life. But that's not you. And that's not us. We are a company of believers who know how to pray. So stand up, everybody. Glory to God. Are you ready to exercise some authority tonight? Glory to God. Just pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit. Yelem rakasiteana, vro de machise de malanda, frotoshe le mate, ele malate, esele no opatala, ronde le beke shele brocula basatala mahaya, monde le kestistahai. Glory to God. Lord, we start out with praise. We start out with shouting. We start out of thanking God that you've given us authority. Glory bakasande lipokuline indestanaya. You've given us dominion. Glory to God. We've been made for mastery. We have been created for dominion. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Now say this strongly with me. In the name of Jesus, I rule and reign tonight. From my seat of authority, kingdom of darkness, Satan and all of your evil spirits, you listen to me now. I hold the blood of Jesus over all things pertaining to my life, pertaining to my family, pertaining to my church, pertaining to my nation, and I forbid you in the name of Jesus from this day forward. I bind you and I hold you paralyzed over all my loved ones, over my nation, over the Bay Area, in the mighty name. The name of Jesus. Now pray as the Holy Spirit leads you to pray. Lord Rabakashe Telemala. Om Rindi Celebrutema. Vondi Elende Alamake. Afashule Brende. Apollone. 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 Om Rindi Celebapala. Omanise. Omanise. Ombre di Celebrocobasai. Emeniso como pobo. In the name of Jesus, we lift up all of America tonight. We pray for an awakening in each life. Oh, Father, we pray the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened so they can know to the hope which you have called them. Father, we pray that the light of the gospel shines brightly in their lives and they will turn away. They will not turn away from the light. In the name of Jesus, eyes to see, ears to hear. We pray that you'll send laborers, Lord, across their path. Send laborers across their path. Let there be such a move of the Spirit across this nation that even the most stubborn and hardest of hearts will melt in the presence of your love. Wake them up, Lord, to the reality of your coming. Use us tonight as we pray in the Holy Ghost for an awakening unto you in those in authority, in all those in our families, in all those in authority, in the young people of our nation, in our government, in our military, and in our schools. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's an awakening. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We thank you for that spiritual awakening. Oh, my Shabakita. Even the most those that are bound by darkness, those that are bound by evil spirits. Oh, Lord, let there be a supra. Let there be a coming to themselves. Let there be a shaking off of that darkness. Those that sin in darkness. Those that plot evil deeds and evil plans. Those who are listening to the devil as they are bound by that darkness. But the light is greater. The light of the glorious gospel is greater. So let the light shine. Let the floodlights of the Holy Ghost shine even into those dark hearts, into those dark places, that there would be a kiboshaparata. There would be a change, a change, a change, because they encounter the light. They encounter you. Oh, makashombretaha. Oh, manitaba. Itkibashubreta. In the misubreta. A social change, a mental change won't bring a lasting change. There needs to be a change of hearts. And the only way that a heart can change is for it to encounter the light. Encounter the light. And so, Lord, we pray, oh, for anointed labors. Anointed labors to even demas suburita. Even go into those dark places. And that they be suburita. That you would raise up voices. 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 Not to speak hate, but voices that will speak the truth of the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Attorney. 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 Turning away from the wickedness. Turning unto God. Turning unto God. Oh, folks, let's pray in the Holy Ghost for a turning, an awakening. Oh, my. And for them to be encounters. Encounters with God.
Oh, Rabakashata. Bindi le boronde le beshe le brotono manco la mane.
Thank you, Father, for connecting them to the right people. The laborers, Lord, the laborers, O Makiseana, the laborers, O Mratise Matai, O Mnidi Shelebranda, hallelujah. Stay right here, Pakasoto.
Anointed labors. And in our schools, in the elementary schools, in the high schools, on college campuses, Lord, raise up voices. Lord, even in the younger generations, raise up voices, raise up
fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We put our foot down in the name of Jesus. We send angels of protection to surround schools right here in Hayward, right here in the Bay Area, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for heavenly protection for all of our students, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come against any violence on any school grounds and terror that would try to attempt to penetrate any of our schools in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we bind the attacks of the enemy that would try to bring hurt and harm to the students and to the faculty. We pray for a revelation. We pray for an uncovering, an uncovering, an uncovering, an uncovering of the plots and the strategies. Oh, Rabasata, Sumri di Celebron della Bacassi Telemare. Oh, Brepashene, Amalandore di Celebrete.
And the eyes, the eyes, the eyes, the eyes. eyes of the Border Patrol. Oh, the eyes of those in our nation that watch over schools, that watch over the borders, that watch over the ports of entry. In the name of Jesus, we pray that their eyes would be enlightened, that their eyes would be enhanced, that they would see things beyond what they know in the natural. That there would be an exposure, and there would be an uncovering, and there would be a revealing of any plots and plans of the enemy.
Supernatural. Thank you, Lord, for supernatural intervention, Lord. Supernatural intervention. Open the eyes of the FBI. Open the eyes of our first responders, Lord. Open the eyes of parents, Lord. Open the eyes of teachers. We pray for supernatural divine intervention into the apprehension of criminals, cyber criminals, all the ungodly chat that's out there. Lord, let there be an uncovering of it. An uncovering of it. A supernatural intervention. Oh, the plan, Lord. The plan. Oh, the plan. The plan for that intervention. Give them insight, Lord. Give them ideas, Lord. Give them concepts, Lord. Intervene. Intervention. We're praying about intervention. Pray about the intervention. Intervention. To stop. We bind you, devil, in the name of Jesus. We come against that right now. We thank you for supernatural intervention. May there be an apprehension of those criminals, Lord. An apprehension of those that intend to do our nation wrong, that intend to do our youth wrong. Supernatural intervention, Lord. Supernatural intervention. Even in the area of fentanyl. Even in the area of drugs coming into our nation. May there be mega busts in the name of Jesus. Cartels being busted in the name of Jesus. Cartels being stopped in the name of Jesus. Tons and tons of drugs being apprehended. A stop in the name of Jesus. Omre di celebro comashia. Omre ti semalite. Yeah. Bigger. Bigger bus. Omre di semata. Omre di celemato remenistea. Fandele mokota. An uncovering of those cartel members. An uncovering of those cartel. Oh, Rama, for they seek to do our nation wrong. They seek to do us harm. Omri di shele prapasa. But from within this nation is the blood-bought church. From within this nation is a church that raises up their voice, that rises up in authority and said, that's enough, devil. That's enough in the name of Jesus. We serve a God that is on the move and he's more than enough. Oh, rikeshtea. Om le baha.
And those assignments against our youth, not just about kata, not just concerning drugs, but the propaganda and all the junk that's on social media and all the algorithms and all of those things that try to lure them into a trap. And lure them into a pit that leads to bondage and leads to despair and even leads to violence in many cases. We bind that in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And we say that assignment, that agenda of the devil to take out our youth and to get them on the wrong path, Oh, so many of them. They're demasubrata. They have divine destinies. And he's trying to divert their destiny.
Yeah.
But we say no. No. In the name of Jesus. Those demonic assignments are broken. In the name that is above every name. You cannot. You will not on our watch. And so, Lord, we pray over Sabakreta. We pray that there would be those entrances of good, those entrances of righteousness, those entrances of the Word of God, getting on to our youth campuses, getting on to the high schools and the college campuses in the name of Jesus. Pastor Caleb's getting involved in something called Decision Point. It was a part of, what was that, youth something? Campus Christ. It's a campus for Christ. I'm in the spirit. Anyway, it's a wonderful organization.
Yeah.
So, Lord, we pray over that whole situation. We thank you for entrance of godly influence into our campuses, into the lives and the hearts of our young people in the mighty name of Jesus.
So here's what I see in my spirit. Here's what I see in my heart. The scripture says, as soon as Zion, which is a type of the church, travailed, she brought forth her children.
Uh-huh.
A pregnant woman goes into travail before that baby is born. There's a lot of people out there in the harvest that have a divine appointment with the Lord Jesus Christ. At this point in time and at this point in the history of mankind, it is about harvest.
Yeah.
It's about harvest.
It is.
It's about harvest.
Amen.
The only change that comes in America is when hearts are changed.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And as soon as Zion, that's us, the church, as soon as Zion travailed in intercession, as soon as Zion got serious about the harvest, we do not say harvest is yet to come. Harvest is here.
It's here.
People were hungry there on Saturday out there when you were passing out those invitations. People are hungry. And they're looking for the answer. And all it takes is heartfelt, continued prayer of people in right standing with God. And as a result, the children shall be brought forth. As soon as Zion travailed, given to intercession, given to prayer. And so what I see in our service tonight, right now, I see everyone coming to the altar. I see us coming to the altar. And what you're saying when you're coming to the altar is you're saying, yes and yes, I'm going to take my seat. And what you're saying when you're coming to the altar, yes and yes, I'm all in for the harvest.
Hallelujah.